Yeah, so I don't think there's going to be a halacha psukah yet tonight. What I decided to do starting yesterday is go over the extremely complex dinim of, you know, two Purims, one Purim, no Purims, ben ir shalach l'krach, ben krach l'alach l'ir, go over its fundamental principles. The Mishnah Berurah says, Mishnah Berurah says that he can't come out of this with a clear halacha psukka. Very, really, very strange lashon. It doesn't say, I don't know anywhere else where he says such a thing. So we're going to take it step by step. Each night, we'll take it as a different step, and then we'll see different scenarios and what the din would be. We'll we'll throw out cases, and we'll see what happens. And okay, so yesterday we talked about the Machlekes Rashi and Ra. First of all, the first Yesod is Purim is celebrated on 2 days, unlike other Yom Tovim, two possible days, different parts of Klal Yisrael. Ramban and Ran in Megillah talk about that at length, the anomaly of that. They happen to have a fascinating Machlokes about the historical facts of certain historical facts of the Purim period in Jewish history. And based on that, they have different biurim on, you know, why a pruz is a different day than a mukaf. It's interesting reading. It's like chidushim. It's about historical facts. Okay, that's one. And another one is that although in Kol HaTorah Kula, in other areas of the Torah, it depends on where you live a whole year. And if you go somewhere temporarily, that doesn't count. But on Purim, it does count. And Yehukba, for where you are, temporarily. In the Gemara's Lashon, it's Pruz Ben Yomo is Mikri Pruz, and Mukuf Ben Yomo, Mikri Mukuf. Okay, now which day are we talking about? So we're going to start now, from now on, talking just about Rashi Shita, not the Rosh Shita, which we mentioned last night. We're talking about Rashi Shita, that to be a Pruz Ben Yomo, we're going to deal with Yom Yudalid, and to be a Mukuf Ben Yomo, we deal with Yom Tezvav, where you are on Tezvav. The Rosh does not hold like that. The Rosh holds, it's always totally in where you are on Yudalid. But Rashi Shita is, to be a Pruz Ben Yomo, you're going to be in a Pruz the morning of Yudalid. We'll see, everything has qualifications. But by the way, everything's totally in the morning. Alos HaShachar, I'm sorry. Alos HaShachar. And according to Rashi, you will be a Pruz Ben Yomo if you're in a Pruz at Netzach Chama of Yudalid, and you'll be a Mukuf Ben Yomo if you're in a Mukuf Choma at Alos HaShachar of Yom Tezvav. That's Rashi Shita, and that's what we're going to go with. Obviously, according to Rashi Shita, this opens up the possibility of 2 days Purim. According to the Rosh, you won't have 2 days Purim because it's all totally in where you are on Yudalid. But here, now we have the possibility of 2 days of Purim. Okay, now, today we go to the next lav. That it really isn't totally in where you are, except maybe it is. I say it's always wheels within wheels, it gets complicated. But the next lav is the importance of where you have in mind to be. No, the next level, as Kilo was saying, it's not really totally in where you are, but there's going to be an except. But it's very important where you plan on being. If you plan on being in a Pruz at Alos HaShachar of Yudalid, and if you plan on being in a Mukuf Choma at Alos HaShachar of Tezvav. Now, when is this plan of yours? This is the Machlekes Mishnah Berurah and Chazon Ish. When the plan is koveya, if you're Mukuf Choma or not. But remember, there will be more Shlovim to come. According to the Mishnah Berurah, when you go, you're going somewhere. The Mukuf is going to the ear, and the Beit Ir is going to the Mukuf. Bishas Nesiyosa. When you're going, what's your plan? Is your plan to be in an ear on Yudalid or in a Krach on Tezvav, or maybe both? We'll see about that. According to the Chazon Ish, it's what your plan is, Petchilas Leil Yudalid. and Betchilas Leil Tezvav. Where you plan on being at Alos HaShachar of Yudalid and at Alos HaShachar of Tezvav, but when do you have this plan? When is the Machshava Koveya? So according to the Mishnah Berurah, Bishas Nesiya, when you're going there, and according to the Chazon Ish, everything is totally in when it becomes nightfall of that day. A baby step, but it's really a giant step. Okay, so now you traveled, and let's say you were Koveya the day, if you're a Pruz Ben Yomo or a Mukav Ben Yomo, based on his Machshava to be there, right? So now, can you be Oiker that? You changed your mind. So you can't change your mind, but according to the Mishnah Berurah, you could if you bepoy a leave before Alos HaShachar. In other words, I'm traveling from Beit Shemesh to Yerushalayim, and we're going to talk about, let's say, a person who lives in Beit Shemesh. So he's going to Yerushalayim. So when he leaves Beit Shemesh, when he starts his Nesiyah, he plans on being in Yerushalayim the morning of Tezvav, Alos HaShachar of Tezvav. And according to the Chazon Ish, it depends where he plans on being at Alos HaShachar the night before. But according to the Mishnah Berurah, it's when he gets on the bus to go to Yerushalayim. He might get on the bus 4 o'clock in the afternoon on Yudalit. So that's Koiveya. According to Chazon Ish, it's not Hukpa till the night. But let's say he leaves Yerushalayim before Alos HaShachar. He leaves, he changes his mind. But he doesn't just change his mind, he does a pu'ula. He does a maisa. He leaves Yerushalayim. So according to the Mishnah Berurah, he was Oiker, and he's not going to be a Mukuf, because he was oiker his machshava to be in Yerushalayim the morning of Tezvav. He was oiker it through Maisa. And according to the Chazon Ish, he cannot be oiker the machshava that was kaiveya. If he's a Pruz ben Yomo or Mukav ben Yomo, cannot be ne'akar even through a Maisa. Okay, we'll take it slowly, slowly, and then we'll have case stories, whatever it's called, and we'll take it from there. If you're lucky and you get a prize, you'll end up with this Valdika chart, which you could see every little step, where you are, what you plan on being, Mishnah Berurah, Chazon Ish, Rashi, Rosh, everything. So you don't have to drink wine to get along.